This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to you, wherever you are in the world. Well, we are continuing on with teaching from Hebrews chapter 6, the six principles of the doctrine of Christ as we find in Hebrews 6. Kathy will be reading from Hebrews 6, 1. Is that right?
6, 1 and 2.
Let's go. 1 and 2.
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit.
These teachings are the basic foundation for the Church of Jesus Christ. My ninth great grandfather, Samuel Gorton, taught these church at Rhode Island back in the 1600s. I never heard of him until about a year and a half ago. So this is what we're doing, just continuing with the work that he started 400 years ago. And I am now completing that work from the United States to the world. How's that? Where are we going? Repentance from dead works. Understand, our next topic is the third part that we're teaching is repentance, called changing of the mind. Is that right?
Changing of the will.
Changing of the will.
Right.
Mind is nous, which is will. It's been more than 20 years since I've seen these notes.
You know, I have to laugh, but Samuel Gorton and I think it was Roger Williams, was it who started the first church?
Right.
Why did Roger Williams leave? Do you remember?
Oh, I've heard.
Because they didn't have an apostle.
That's right. That's what he said.
Now we got one.
Glad you recognize it.
Yeah.
Since you drive my car for me.
That makes me an authority.
That makes you what?
That makes me an authority.
I wouldn't say that. I'm no authority. Jesus in me is.
Right.
All right. So where are we headed now, my friend?
2 Timothy 2, 23 through 26.
Okay, let's read it. Oh, you know what this is about? People that are taken captive by Satan, right?
Right.
Because they oppose themselves, right?
Right.
And I am supposed to be a meek servant of God, apt to teach, gentle. And you know I am. Unless you have a devil. If you have a devil, I'm anything but gentle. Now you want to read it? Did I get close?
You got pretty much all of it. But I'm going to start in verse 23. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And a servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patience, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will.
See, that says gentle to all men. But it doesn't say be gentle to their devils. And this is where the church is so blinded. This is why they do not think I'm of God. Because I have no mercy on the devil, but much compassion on the human soul and heart. Amen. So, what did he say? I must be gentle, apt to teach, right?
Right. Gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patience.
Oh, and what does patience mean?
It means holding up under evil.
Oh, is that incredible? And you know I do. You know how demons push me away. how they reject what I say, how they curse me, how they hit me. Did you know I have been beaten with fists and beaten with a flash water and beaten with a plastic rod, and yet I was gentle and apt to teach that person, instructing them in the ways of righteousness. This person did all those things to me in a matter of a couple of hours. Why? Because I wouldn't run away. You see, God's not afraid of you. You know that? And you can push God away and he'll stand. You can't push God away from you. When God comes after you, get it straight, friend. He's going to get you. Why? Because he loves you. He loves you. He's going to set you free. And your demons say, get away from me. Get away from me. I want to believe a lie. No way. I just keep instructing. There's a lady that God has showed me to deliver. And the demons of her and her family, they don't like me. They want me to leave her alone. I won't do it. I will not do it. I obey the Father. And you know what? That's the love of God in me. The love of God. God loves you. And God has a right to come get you. Today we were talking with a couple of Baptist preachers. And one of them kept referring to Psalm 2. Of course I know Psalm 2. I know it well. What really is amazing is God said, the Father, Jehovah, said to his son Jesus, ask of me, and I'll give you the heathen for your inheritance.
Yeah, he didn't ask the heathen.
Thank you, man. And he didn't ask the apostles if they were going to like it. Being persecuted, slapped, hit, cursed, spat upon. Good Lord. You know, I just obey God. Walk in love. When the Spirit of God comes out of me, he'll cut you to pieces. Word of God, sharper than a two-edged sword. Do you think we've said enough here? No, we haven't. These people oppose themselves. And if they'll listen to what the Spirit of God is saying through this apostle, he will instruct them to where they will be able to do what? Come out of captivity from Satan, who has taken him captive, taken them captive at his will. Why? Because they oppose themselves. They don't want God bothering them. They don't. You know that. They don't want God messing with them. Don't mess with me. I remember about 2 years ago, I called you. You remember?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and it was God. And you thought God was messing with your heart. Do you want to tell why, or do you want me to?
Go for it.
I most certainly will. You know why? She was so disturbed because God had turned her heart to like me. And she said, no.
I didn't say no. I said, what are you doing with me?
Well, see, then why'd you ask me to tell her? Well, go ahead and tell her.
Well, I just didn't know that God would mess with your emotions and your heart and your feelings.
Or you.
Or me.
Or anyone.
Right.
Why? Because he doesn't have a right to. Saith the devil and the human soul. Isn't that amazing? So, guess what? You know what God wanted on the 29th day of November?
2008.
Eight, what? God, that's a long time ago. He wanted her to come, live with me, walk with me, and Lord knows, I didn't know she's going to end up being my chauffeur. I didn't know the affliction that was coming upon me because of God's people striving against sin, me, against your sin. But Hebrews 12 says, not unto death, or not unto blood, it says, which Jesus did. See, I didn't want this job. I could read. I could read, and I was Dr. Nice. Oh, people just loved me because I was soft and easy. Oh, some didn't. Because if they tried to manipulate me, I pushed them back, even as a professional veterinarian. Then I got delivered from that. One lady told someone, said, I've got him wrapped around my finger. I wonder which finger. But I better move on before I start meddling, huh? What do you want me to do? I want you to listen to me as I instruct you in how to do this, and you can find your way out of captivity. Out of captivity to Satan. But you know what has to happen first? We haven't read that. God has to bring you to repentance. Doesn't that say that?
Yes. That says that they may recover them snares out of the, well, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, that God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth.
That, would you read that? God may what?
That God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth.
He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to. He can leave you in your mess. He could. He could have left me there. But he didn't. Yeah, you see, God doesn't have to give you repentance. You're all puffed up in your fleshly mind. And God's talking to a woman. And you're all puffed up in your fleshly mind. And you don't know the love of God nor His mercy. But He wants you to receive repentance and bring you out of captivity. And you will come out of captivity. Is that why? We better go on and we're going to talk an hour and a half. Where we go next?
2 Timothy 3:16.
Let's get there.
And it's all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
It's given for what?
Instruction in righteousness.
And what else?
Correction.
And what else?
For doctrine.
And what else?
Reproof.
For reproof. And what else?
Given by inspiration.
Well.
And is profitable for doctrine.
Oh, it's profitable.
Right.
All right. See, you think I'm preaching to this woman? I could do this 24 hours a day. I wake up 3 in the morning. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. And I start teaching her what she thought she already knew. Right?
Amen.
Oh, she's hard to trap. She thought she was okay. Maybe a little bit messed up. Till she moved into my house 2 years ago. She's my wife. I don't just have live-ins. And then God started instructing her, reproving her, right?
Right.
Correcting her, right?
Right.
What else? One more. I forgot it.
Let's see.
Instructed, righteous, reproved, correct. oh, profitable for doctrine.
Right.
And that's what you've been getting. You've been being taught doctrine.
Absolutely.
And so am I. Can we move on? Okay. Have we set it up?
Oh, yeah. Let's 2 Timothy 3:1-8. We're still on the same page. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith.
Reprobate concerning the faith.
Right.
But they sure try to tell you they're living by faith. Oh, they are so holy. And they're reprobates. Would you speak, or would you tell what those words, the definition of these words?
Right. On verse 8, corrupt means utterly corrupt.
That's bad, folks. Really corrupt.
All right. Minds means wills.
That's will.
Right.
It's actually Greek word nous.
Right.
Meaning will, right?
Right.
Then what's the next one?
Reprobate means disapproval.
Oh, no. Can you believe that God would disapprove of you? After all, you're so holy, so lovable, so affable. Everybody likes you. You smile all the time. Disapproval.
Disapproval.
Yeah, what else?
And concerning means about.
Yeah, right.
Right.
All right. About what? About God. About God. Okay. They're corrupt. Jannes and Jambres, you know what they were?
They were.
Go ahead.
The two with Moses?
Yeah. Well, they stood against Moses.
Right.
They were sorcerers. Not two. I don't know how many they were.
Yeah.
But Moses threw down his rod, and it became a serpent. He ran away. Guys, pick that thing back up. You kind of straightened out and became a rod. Guys, put your hand in here. Put his hand in here and pull it out, and it's white. Lepers. Who am I serving? Who am I serving? If I could run away, I would. He said, put your hand back. He did. It came out. It's normal. That's God. That's a God I serve. Really. And so Moses, God told Moses, tell Aaron, stretch out his rod. He did. You know, became a serpent. They sorcerers came. Theirs became serpents. Then God told Moses, oh, Moses swallowed theirs up, by the way. Yeah. And God said to Moses, tell Aaron, stretch that rod out and turn that, what was it, water into blood. And he did. Oh, God. Everything's blood. Everything. So here comes the sorcerers. The sorcerers. They have power. So you're a Catholic and you do miracles. Yes, most likely witchcraft too. Amen. So stretch it out, became blood. And the sorcerers came, they did the water, became blood. Sorcerer did the same thing. And guess what it said? It stunk. Of course it would. So then, Moses. God said, there, stretch out your rod. And let's bring some frogs up here. Let them see that we can produce frogs. So they did. And my God, frogs came from everywhere. So here comes the sorcerer. Well, we can do this. And they did the same thing. And you think the devil can't do miracles? And you think you're so cool because you have done a miracle or two? Big deal. I talked to a preacher today. I tried to tell him something and I never got the chance. That spirit in him cut me off. But I'll get him. Now, you know what happened? Then, when the frogs were all stinking, They were all piled up. God said, but the sorcerers and Egyptians started begging, get rid of them. Good. So then, they did. And then what happened? Stretch out the rod and the dust. Is there any dust in your house? Well, you say, in my yard, how about your house? What if all the dust in your house became lice? Well, God wouldn't do that, but he did. But guess what? The sorcerers could not produce lice from dust. And they said, this is the finger of God. And that's the one I serve. All right? Where are we headed now?
Titus 1, 8 through 16.
How much time do we have left?
Oh, we got 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
We'll get done.
I thought I'd been talking an hour. Go ahead.
Titus 1, 8. Well,
just a minute.
Yeah.
You know, it's a heck of a lot more fun to teach with her reading, stand up here, than I just stand up here by myself. It is really fun. Our conversations are not always as pleasant, but, but it's fun. Okay, let's go.
Okay, verse 8. But a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work retrobate.
Now, let's start back and just read verse 1. I may comment, I may not. Verse 1.
Verse 8.
Oh, 8.
Yeah. But a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men.
Oh, this is a bishop. That's verse 8.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Thank you. I'm a bishop. A lover of hospitality. Is that right?
Right.
What's next?
A lover of good men.
Oh, you see, I love good men. I do. I love my enemies. But I really love good men. All right? Come on, let's go.
Sober.
Sober. Well, you tell them.
Just.
Come on. You're afraid to say it,
no,
aren't you?
No, sober. Serious.
You bet.
Yes.
You can't get me off track. Right?
You can't get you off track.
Thank you very much. Sober, what's next? Just?
Just.
Just in dealings with men. Treat them all alike.
Right.
Even your own children. Come on, let's go.
Holy?
Holy. We'll pass that one. Is it, well, look, what is it? Verse chapter 5, Matthew 5, 48. Be holy even as your Father in heaven is holy. You know what? That's faith. In it. That's not, look at me, how holy I am. That's by faith and it's righteousness ministered to your heart by faith. Now, can we move on?
Temperate.
Temperate, what does that mean? Pretty steady, huh?
Right.
Am I fairly steady?
I'd say you're very steady.
Yeah, see, I put you up here tonight. You didn't know I was going to do this, did you?
No. I will say this, you make a conceited effort. Is that the right word?
Conceited?
Well, what's the word? But there
concerted,
is concerted.
Maybe.
Okay.
Conceited
sorry.
Probably.
I'm third grade teacher. What can you do? You can only go so far.
Come on.
I haven't got to that one yet.
I had to play with you a little.
I know. But when it even looks like you're not going to be patient, you work even harder. You pray even harder till you got that, that you're right back.
That's true.
Yes. That I've watched. If you are not settled in the middle of the night, you are up in the middle of the night praying till you're settled.
There you go.
Yeah.
Over in 2 Timothy 2, a servant of the Lord must be patient.
Right.
Patient. You know what? They got to be steady. They got to continue. They cannot run. They cannot back away. They bear up under evil. They cannot run from evil actions. You know what God told me years ago? Oh, 30 more than that. Well, it was about 30. That's when I went in full-time ministry, you know, public. That's when this ministry started in 1980. And he said, don't be afraid of their faces. I said, what? I'm not afraid of people's faces. God, I don't know what their face is going to look like. I cast the devil out of a guy once. He said he loved me. He said I'm the only man that ever told him the truth. And he'd been to 2 seminaries and a Bible school. And I cast a feminine spirit out of him. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything look so ugly in my life. And I got witnesses that were there. And one of them's in heaven. He can't really say much now. But when I was doing that, I said, Lord, you can't leave this guy looking this bad. And God set him free, and he looked better than he ever did. I understand he's overweight now, but that's all right. Let's move on.
Okay. Let's see. Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught.
Holding fast the faithful word. That's what you lack. You have to hold fast that word which is faithful. That's why I'm where I'm at today. I believe that word is faithful. And you've watched me for 2 years close up.
Right.
Almost. Well, 2 years. Let's move on.
That he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers.
Well, may be able with sound doctrine to exhort and then convince
right.
The gainsayers.
Right.
Those that speak against.
Is that what a gainsayer is?
Yeah. They oppose.
Okay.
And when you're in ministry, like you and I are, I mean, you get opposed all the time. And not only people oppose you, but devils do. But people do. They're gainsayers. They oppose. Why? They're puffed up in their flesh and mind. They think they're cool. Look at me. I did, and I don't like it. Let's go on.
For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers.
Many unruly and empty talkers. Right?
Right. Especially they have a circumcision.
Especially Jews. Well, we call it like it is.
Yeah.
Would you read that again, that verse?
For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially
yeah,
they of the
circumcision. That was what I was after.
Right.
Vain talkers and deceivers. They deceive you with their empty talking, their empty words. You believe those empty words, they deceive you. And I see them all the time. You and I were with one today. We saw empty talk, you know, and I just go right on. You know how I work. Kathy and I have a lot of fun now because she gets to watch a lot of things that God does through me. And by the way, God says things through her too. Now let's move on.
You know, I did see you today when you were talking and they were trying to skirt the issue.
Yeah.
And you kept pressing, you started choking, and you went right after that spirit.
Yes, I did. And what did I say? I said, the reason I'm choking is because of what's in you. Right?
Right.
But I overcame it, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, and he listened.
Amen.
Yeah.
See, you can't, one time I was talking to a preacher, and I was choking up. He said, you want a glass of water? I said, no, I don't need a glass of water. I'm choking on devils, and they're not mine. Right?
Right.
How much time we got?
We got none, but we only have one verse.
Well, let's read the one verse,
okay.
Then we'll worship.
1 Timothy 4, 1 through 6.
Oh, you're going to read that. Go ahead.
Now
okay,
this,
well, you read this, and we'll stop without any teaching on it, and then we'll take it up next time.
Okay.
But you read it.
Okay. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained.
Amen. Butterfly Boys are here, and they're going to be ministering with Terry Bye. Terry Bye's recordings of worship with Water of Life people. You know, Water of Life has 80, 90, maybe 100 singers. Some of them are not up here. But here's several of Water of Life Boys. Let's worship God. Thank you.
Thank you. They shall not.
Thank God. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.